Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. It's week 8, and the Eagles are in search of a much-needed win against the New York Giants.
That's right, the Giants are in town, and on today's show, we're going to show you how the Eagles can get another victory over Big Blue.
But first, I want to show you how the defense took a giant step forward this week versus the Dallas Cowboys.
And as always, head coach Chip Kelly will join me right here for some film work. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan, and as they do every week, joining me is Mike Quick and Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger, and guys, let's get right to it. Let's look at the Cowboys game. It was for first place in the NFC East, and Ike, what stood out to you is the reason why this team couldn't come up big?
Well, you have to look at the player, the quarterback. I mean, that's where it all starts at. Nick Foles coming off of NFC Player of the Week, great game versus Tampa. Mm-hmm. Didn't really show up last week versus the Cowboys, but I was just surprised at how off he was with his accuracy. This is something that is really his staple as a quarterback in this league, and he just couldn't find the targets. He seemed uncomfortable in the pocket from early on, and he could never get in the rhythm. And I've always learned that if your quarterback isn't in the rhythm, your offense is not going to be in the rhythm.
Well, Ike's exactly right. The play of Nick Foles really stood out, but I like the way the defense played. You know, we talked about how the defense is evolving, and I think Billy Davis, the defensive coordinator, has really gotten a handle on what his players are good at, where to have them, where to fit them. And he gave a lot of different looks to Tony Romo that really, I thought, threw him off of his game. They really attacked the quarterback in that football game.
Hey, every good defense, Ike, has a leader. And that leader for the Eagles is DeMeco Ryans. And what a performance last week.
Yeah, great game by the captain, Baldy. I mean, DeMeco Ryans all over the field last week. Whenever they needed a play, it seemed like number 59 was there to make the play. And there was no play bigger for this defense and this team at the time near the end of the third quarter where DeMeco Ryans came up with a big interception off of Tony Romo. Let's take a look at it. It's third down late in the third quarter, and the Cowboys are looking to extend their lead to help put the game away. In the slot, you'll see tight end Jason Witten attacking downfield with the vertical route with wide receiver Cole Beasley coming underneath. On this play, Ryans will be responsible for running back Philip Tanner in coverage. At the snap, you'll see Tanner stays in the block, but once he realizes that Ryans is not a blitzer on the play, he begins to go out on his route. Unfortunately for the Cowboys, Tanner is running his route right into Romo's passing lane. Romo is targeting Beasley, who has beaten Michael Kendricks on his crossing route and has plenty of room for a first down. Romo lets go of the football, and DeMeco does a fantastic job bringing in an acrobatic interception and returns it deep into Dallas territory. While the Eagles were unable to capitalize with the touchdown, it was a huge defensive stop at the time when the team needed it most and was a clear example of why Ryans is one of the best players on this defense.
It is second down and 7. Ball at the Eagles 38. Under center is Romo. He fakes. He's back. He hit. And down he goes. Give the sack to DeMeco Ryans.
As he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly joins us. And Chip, it was a really good defensive effort. Let's just talk about some of the things you guys did up front here. This is a little fire zone right here action. You get a sack off of it, but just kind of walk us through the thinking here of how you're attacking Romo.
Obviously a really talented quarterback that's very, very, very smart. So I thought Billy and his staff did a great job of giving different presentations of what we were going to do to him and then taking advantage of some of our skill. And I think we're starting to get some plays up front from our interior guys. And then with our outside linebackers, Connor Barmore and Trent Cole being as dynamic as they are, being able to rush and drop, and now two inside linebackers that can rush and drop, changing up the pattern of which guys are pressuring the quarterback.
So he gets him into a bare front right here, and then you're going to run just a fire zone concept right here. And DeMeco's really, you're going to drop Trent on the outside.
Most of the time, Trent Cole is a rusher for us, so you're going to fan your protection to handle these two guys.
Okay.
And then now the back in the backfield has to pick up the linebacker. And then really what we're trying to do is get two-on-one on the running back in that Michael Kendricks is the first there, so he's going to attack the inside, and then we're going to wrap DeMeco around the outside. And really it's a five-man rush, but it's coming from the inside where the presentation is it's a five-man rush where both outside linebackers are coming, both inside linebackers are dropping. So
the key, I thought, is on the back end is the coverage that married the front right here. So we'll take a look here at just a sideline shot out of just a cover three right there. You got them all locked up right here, and really Romo doesn't have an outlet right here.
Connor Barwin's on the other tight end over here, and because we attacked the back, we keep the back end in protection. So now we're plastered in our coverage here, but we also have help. Mm-hmm. So as this kid comes, I know Tony's got, there's not a throwing lane for these balls to go through because of the underneath coverage and because of guys that have blitzed a quarterback have now eaten up guys in protection. So when you do blitz a quarterback and they have to keep more guys in, mm-hmm. then you can have more guys in coverage. And I thought consistently against a really good group, probably the best group overall that we've seen with Dez and mm-hmm. Austin and Witten, you know, it was a pretty good task. But I think our guys are getting a lot more comfortable in the techniques. They're getting mm-hmm. a lot more comfortable in the defense that Billy and our staff have put together, and each week you see them getting better.
Again, here's a 3rd and 10 situation right now where you're going to run double twist stunts up mm-hmm. front right here, trying to get somebody free. But I thought Vinnie Curry maximizing his snaps that he's getting. Trent's going to come off him. You got a twist on the other side as well.
You know, one of the good things about the athleticism of these guys up front, and it just starts with Coach Az and coaching these guys, but it's just how hard they're playing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a normal stunt game where sure. tackles up the field and this guy wraps around. But when you watch how hard Vinny is attacking it, a lot of times one guy's a penetrator and one guy's a looper. Usually mm-hmm. the penetrator is giving himself up
right.
so that the looper comes clean. That's not a lot of fun from that position.
No.
You know, you don't want
to. No, you're
a
sacrifice.
You're a sacrifice. You're trying to eat up two blockers and then see if you can get Trent come around. That's
yeah.
what the basic concept is. But a lot of times what happens is if this guy goes so hard and forces a late switch, the guy who ends up coming free is the penetrator. But it also, it's how hard does this guy come? And
yeah.
if you watch how hard Trent comes back inside, and I know Trent hasn't gotten the sack numbers he's gotten before, but I think the effort that he's playing with mm-hmm. has been tremendous, and people are aware of who Trent Cole is, and when you see Trent Cole coming this hard inside, that guard's got to come off to get him, and it frees up Vinny for another sack. And D'Amico does a great job on the same play of mm-hmm. of occupying the back so that the back can't help, as D'Amico kind of hugs up on the back, and he's not rushing, but he's got him in coverage, is that now it forces this to really put him on an island mm-hmm. is that the back can't help on the situation either.
The pressure's there, but the coverage on the backside really marries what they're doing up front. I mean, they're really challenging all the receivers right here where Romo can't get the ball out quick.
No, and I think our guys, again, it's just getting a better understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished. But if you're Tony Romo and you're in the top of your drop, it's covered, 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 and the back is in because D'Amico's hugging him. So now when you can get home with four, but you can be this close in coverage, you know, this is what we've been working towards, and I think each week our defense has gotten better and better and better, and it's in the details. It's not, hey, let's run a brand new scheme.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting comfortable. So instead of thinking about what's going on out there, they're now reacting to situations, and they can also give him different presentations of showing a zone look and then playing man, or showing a man look and then playing zone.
And this guy has really been playing great football with great effort and a lot of snaps, too. But mm-hmm. Sed Thornton's a guy that you have to account for in all phases of the game right now.
Yeah, he's really a complete defensive lineman. Some guys are first and second down guys. You know, they can be mm-hmm. run stuffers. Vinnie Curry is an outstanding third down guy for
yep.
us. You know, Sed's the guy it's really difficult to get him off the field because he plays such great run defense, but also gets great push and causes havoc in there. In every game except for one, he's been our most productive defensive lineman. He's got an intensity to him. He's a real technician. He spends an inordinate amount of time on the sled, working his hands, and then really the get to the ball that he has in him is outstanding. No matter where the ball is, it seems that he's around it. You know, one of the things that he does is we're not trying to get off of blocks. We're trying to destroy blocks. So mm-hmm. you watch him lead with his hands and his block destruction and trying to knock this guy off. Not only does he collapse the running lane, but he also stops this double team that's trying to come up onto D'Amico here, so we're freeing other people up as he's coming down the line of scrimmage. Some guys will come down the line of scrimmage and avoid contact. Sed's looking for contact and trying mm-hmm. to disrupt the blocks and actually destroy the blocks.
And really, you've done a good job of controlling the run game in just about every single game right now and limiting any big runs. That's one way to do it, just squeezing the hole and shrinking the field right there.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, though, that was just really spectacular is Trent Cole, and really make this play all by himself right here. This is just a whole lot of effort right there, and a guy that just wants to stop the run. You don't find a lot of guys right now that want to do that consistently.
No, a lot of people like to be shaded, you know, and play either on the inside edge of somebody or the outside edge of somebody. You know, right now Trent's in a true two-gap situation, and the one thing Trent is he's so explosive and he plays so hard is You watch him. He has the ability to shock the blocker. Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking block destruction, not escaping off of blocks, but block destruction, and then locate the football and being able to fall in or fall out, and then we'll fit off of them mm-hmm. accordingly. But when you get your defensive lineman and you give them the ability of, hey, it's not one gap where you just control your gap and let the linebackers make every tackle. It's you have the ability, if you're a two-gap guy, starting with your strike, and you can create separation to go get the football. And Trent's as good as we've had. What we want these guys to do out here is set the edge, and that's what that's setting the edge right there.
Coming up on the show, we'll show you how the Eagles caused some confusion for Tony Romo last Sunday. But first, we'll take a look at the New York Giants offense. How will the Eagles match up? We'll find out when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. This is a rematch between the Giants and the Eagles that the Eagles won Week 5. Now, because of the victory, a lot of things sort of get camouflaged and lost in translation. But I want to go back to that game, to the Giants' offense versus the Eagles' defense. Now, Eli Manning threw some bad picks late in the game that the Eagles caused. But throughout the game, it's important to remember and note that Eli was pretty successful throwing the ball, particularly on in-breaking routes against the Eagles' defense. Now, there's two plays that I want to show you that reflect this. The first one came out of an empty set, no backs in the backfield. And very often, the Eagles will blitz empty sets, as they did on this one with Nate Allen. But at the top of the screen, you have Hakeem Nicks working against Kerry Williams. Now, Nicks ran a quick slant, and he beat Williams right at the line of scrimmage, created separation, created space, gave Eli Manning a place to throw the ball quickly. So even though Allen was unblocked, the ball was out. It was a completion for 21 yards. That's the first in-breaking route that I want to show you. It was very successful. Now, later in the game in the second half, you had a touchdown pass to Reuben Randall. And again, this was an in-breaking route. Now, on this play, it was not empty. There was a back in the backfield. But the Eagles played a man coverage concept again. This time, Randall, to the top of the screen, was matched against Bradley Fletcher. Now, Fletcher is a better press corner. He's long, and when he plays off coverage as he's playing here, he's not as quick to change direction. So here you see Randall run the in-breaking route. Eli has plenty of time to make this throw. There's a lot of space in the middle of the field, and Randall goes in for the touchdown. Now, in the rematch, this is something that the Eagles must clean up. They must better defend the in-breaking routes because Eli Manning throws them extremely well, and the Giants have big physical receivers that can work very effectively in the middle of the field.
Hey, Mike, so look, the Giants, we know that they like to run these in-breaking routes, these quick slants, but they have an option off these quick slants as well that you got to get ready for.
Well, when the defense comes up with a stop, there's always a counter. Mm-hmm. So the counter is the slant and go, or as it's known now, the sluggo route on the outside when you're trying to take away that slant route.
So here it is, you know, against the Bears right now, Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, there they are, mirrored routes right now. And look, they're going to try and get a big play off of that, especially if you're looking to bite on that quick slant.
Well, and this is what they'll do. At the top of that slant, they'll just give you a hard step to the inside and just give you enough for that cornerback to bite, and that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. Then you can get to the outside on the go route portion of that slant and go.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll take a closer look at the new wrinkle in Billy Davis's defense. Right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And in this league right now, Ike, you've got to have an answer for empty formation. That is when there's no back and five wide receivers. And the Giants do it. The Cowboys did it. So let's just look at what the Eagles did to counter this empty formation right now. Cowboys have five receivers, and the Eagles show right now, they show six rushers right here. Ike, so walk us through
what Billy Davis is coaching his team to do right now?
Well, they're going to try to bring one more rusher than you have the block. The Cowboys only have five guys to protect, so the Eagles are going to give you a look of six guys up front with your two inside linebackers in the A-gaps, and you got Connor Barwin and Trent Cole on the outside here.
So here's the A-gaps between the center and the two guards right here. So D'Amico and Michael Kendricks walk up right now. Romo recognizes it right now. So here he is. He's looking at D'Amico right here. He's looking at Kendricks. Right here, Travis Fredericks, the center, is going to block D'Amico Ryans in his play. So now the Eagles are countering with what they're going to do right now.
Well, this play actually works for the Eagles because Trent Cole and D'Amico Ryans, they fake the rush. They draw the block out here. You get Connor Barwin free. Tony Romo just happens to get the ball off quick. But this could have been an interception. This was a great play call by Billy Davis. He got the look that he wanted, got the ball out of there quick. And you'll see when we do this next play where the Cowboys try to adjust.
Well, here's the adjustment. Okay, so now the next play, here's the empty formation. Romo says, all right, here's the six up front. Let me bring Jason Witten in to the formation right here to help out against Connor Barwin. So the Eagles then counter that, right? And here comes Nate Allen up now. So now you want to bring one more than they can block. So the Cowboys show six blockers. Now the Eagles show seven rushers.
Yeah, and you got to love this. This is the cat and mouse game.
Chess match right here.
It's being played offensive and defensively. Nate Allen is responsible for Jason Witten here, man to man. But once he comes in to protect, you see Nate Allen talking to Connor Barwin, letting him know, if he blocks out, I'm going. That's what you need. You need communication. Both guys talking to each other. Whichever one of us he blocks, the other guy goes.
And so here comes Nate Allen free. So you get a free hitter right here. And all this does is it speeds up the process by Tony Romo to get that ball out of his hands. And what you do is you marry it with tight coverage behind it. And lo and behold, you get the incompletion. You get off the field.
Yeah, I like that defense there. That's old Eagles defense right there. You show us one thing, we're going to show you something different the next time out. And it worked both times for the Eagles there.
All about pressuring the quarterback. Expect to see a lot of that this Sunday against the New York Giants. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The sixth annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. As we do every week, we wrap up the show with a segment we call Three and Out. Our final thoughts getting ready for the New York Giants. Mike, let's start with you. They need a win. They got to break this dubious distinction at home. They need a home victory.
Well, you know what? It really begins with the big guys. If you get the big guys playing well, then you can play well as a team. And I think the New York Giants, they're playing much better defensively. You know, Ike talked about Beast in that middle linebacker. He is a beast in the middle right now. And he's got some big guys in front of him that'll keep him clean, allow him to run to the football. It's going to be important for the offensive line of the Eagles to handle that front and make sure that they can block that middle linebacker.
All right, Mike, so if the Eagles can handle that defensive front, what stands out to you, Mike?
I got to go to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, this is where it started for the Eagles defense a few weeks ago. It was against this Giants team in the fourth quarter where they came up with three big turnovers to help in a comeback win over the Giants up in the Meadowlands. I'm going to expect them to do the same thing. Giants coming in. Eli is still a turnover machine. We need to get turnovers off of Eli.
All right, so offensive line, defense right here. I'm going to the Eagles' big three. I think Vic, Shady McCoy, DeSean Jackson, they got to get busy with the big plays. And this whole offense is built around big plays right now. They got to energize this crowd. They've got to get this home win, get back to 500. I think Vic, Shady, DeSean, I'm looking for a big game from all three of those players. All right, that's our final thoughts here as we wrap up another Eagles game plan for Mike Quick and Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week as we preview the Oakland Raiders. Eagles game plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.